Cool FM, and as promised, we have got the very lovely Mr. James Morrison on the
How's it going?
Hello.
How are you?
All good. What about you?
I'm very well, surprisingly.
Are you busy?
I am busy, yeah, but it's good. It's better to be busy, isn't it, than me waiting for the phone to ring or something.
Exactly, exactly. Right, well, it's been 4 years since your last album. What have you been doing?
I know, not much, just kicking about. I took 6 months off and it went by so quickly. Mm-hmm. I did a few charity gigs, I went on holiday, I went on a boys' trip to Amsterdam, I went snowboard. I tried to fit in as many activities that are non-music related that I could. And I had 6 months off and then I've been writing this album for about a year and a half. So I've been busy, but it's been altogether, it's been quite a long time, yeah.
The album's due out tomorrow. No, it's not. It's next Friday.
Next Friday. 30th of October comes out.
How do you feel about that?
I'm really excited. I mean, it's almost like I've been trapped in a studio for a year and a half. So it's nice to be able to get out there and let people hear the songs. And, I don't know. Up until that point, it's really nerve-wracking. But as soon as it comes out, I'm going to feel like a relief, really. Because then you get to hear what people think, and that's the whole point of music, you know. I want to hear what people think of it and whether they like it, and I'm just excited because it's different from stuff that I've done before, you know.
Yeah, well, I actually read somewhere that you had said you feel like you're starting all over again.
Yeah, in a way, I had to, because I wanted to just be a normal guy again. Normal stuff, like you have to sort of, you know, do house chores and mow your lawn and, like, take my kid to school and go parents' evening and, like, queue up at the local shop and, like, get pissed in the local and stuff like that. And I think that sort of stuff is stuff that I don't ever get to do when I'm on the road all the time. So, I had a little bit of that and I kind of felt re-energised and excited about making music again, and yeah.
But when you started off, I mean, it was mental. You pretty much paved the way. I'm sure you've heard this a million times today already, but you've paved the way for the likes of Ed Sheeran, George Ezra. You know, you did it first.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I was one of probably three, you know, it was me, Blunty and Paolo Nutini at the time, and we're all different, and it's kind of the same now. It's just, you know, Ed's different to James Bay, and James Bay's different to John Newman and George Ezra and Sam Smith and Hozier and Paolo. So I think there's just more male, you know. I suppose we had a few years though, didn't we, where there was Amy Winehouse, Adele, it was all the girls. And I think it's just everything comes in cycles. If there's a gap, then it gets filled quite quickly, and I think the gap was male singer songwriters, and I think it's been filled very well. But it just sort of, you know, it coincided with me wanting to make music again, and I suppose it makes it a bit more competitive and a bit more challenging for me when there's loads of other guys who are really good. But I kind of liked that. I like that competition
a
little
bit. It's a good challenge. Keeps you on your toes anyway.
Yeah.
Now this is album number 4. It is called Higher Than Here.
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not too different. It's not like I've done a punk album or... I think it's just a different approach. I wanted it to be less lovey-dovey, less relationship-orientated, hardly any ballads. I didn't want to do loads of ballads again, you know? Yeah. And I just think I got known for ballads, and that's one aspect of my personality. And I think I just wanted to try and get the darker side of my personality and the inner strength that I feel like I've got from having negative experiences growing up. I wanted to kind of deal with that a little bit more.
Now, Lonely People had a wee bit of a dance beat to it.
Yeah. That was kind of an experiment, really. There's these guys at Il Blue who are signed to Island, and they do great dance tracks. And I'm not really into that music like that normally, but I can enjoy listening to other people that do it well. So I just thought I'd try something different and that will sort of change people's perception of what I am.
It worked, though.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it wasn't a massive hit or anything, but I never expected it to be that sort of thing. It was more of a creative thing that allowed me to do something different and under a different umbrella, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, last time I think I saw you in Belfast was literally about 4 years ago. You played Belsonic.
Yeah, that's right. With Newton Faulkner, was it?
Yeah, and the Coronas.
That's right, yeah.
You are touring very, very soon, and we are not on your bill.
I know, and I'm gutted. I'm so gutted. I mean, this time, this year, is not really my year for gigging yet, you know? It's me sort of reintroducing myself again, doing some a few gigs. But Ireland is one of my favourite places to play.
Yeah.
I've played Oxygen a few times, and I've played in Dublin and at the O2 and stuff. And I've always had a good reaction from Irish people. So my plan, and my tour manager's Irish. So he's definitely going to want to go to Ireland at some point.
Right.
It's definitely on my agenda, but it's not going to happen until next year, I don't think.
Well, hurry up and come and
see
us.
I will. I'll try my best.
Come and see us right here. New single, Demons.
Yeah.
Out now. Sounding pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's different enough, yeah. I think it hits harder on the drums and, you know, it feels like the closest thing I've written that feels spiritual, but it's a pop song. And yeah, I just think it's a different flavour. I don't think people would have heard from me before. And I think that was my main goal, to come out with something that surprises people a little bit.
Well, let's give it a spin. In your best Belfast accent, we're practising this before you.
Okay, just now.
Just now. Introduce it for me.
This is James Morris, and this is my new single, Demons.